This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, December 6th. Well, wheat markets under quite a bit of pressure again yesterday. Just cannot seem to catch a bid here. It sure has the look of a market that is seeing some hedge fund liquidation and maybe index fund as well. It's toward the end of the year. They're rebalancing their portfolios. There seems to be a general inclination for hedge fund managers or fund managers in general to move away from commodities and back into equities. The perception that the Fed is going to slow down its rate increases would be supportive for the stock market and be more negative for the commodities. Now, that doesn't explain why the stock market was under pressure yesterday, but again, you know, we're into early December. If you're going to rebalance your portfolios, you have to have it done by the end of December. You don't want to do it in the last couple of weeks of the month because trading gets very thin. So this is, I think, a big part of what we're seeing. In addition, the market has broken down below support levels, and it's just kind of a major liquidation going on from the longs. That said, we are back into some pretty significant support levels right around the front month $7 level. Of course, on December, you're pretty close to that, around $7.15. On the March, you're not quite there yet either, but you are at lows. On the March contract itself, you're basically at contract lows. So I think the market's going to catch down here. You know, we're still looking at generally tight supplies of wheat here in the U.S., generally tight worldwide. The one really negative factor here is that Russia has such a massive crop and they are finding good success in exporting it. It looks like their exports for November will be double of what they were a year ago. So they have the wheat record production this year by far. They have the capacity to export it and they've agreed to keep the corridor open. So other than the slowness of getting through the Bosphorus Strait, they are moving a lot of grain. Looks like Pakistan this week bought 450,000 tons from Russia. That was a government-to-government deal at $372 a ton that's delivered. But Pakistan also purchased another 500,000 tons on an international tender for the same price, $372. So most likely that is going to be from Russia. So just in one country alone, you're almost at 1 million tons. So they are moving a lot of wheat. And it's the interesting thing is that Russia has not lowered its price. They were already the cheapest, so obviously there's no need to do that. The U.S. has dropped significantly in not only just in, you know, flat cash price, but we've become more competitive because our dollar has declined as well against other currencies. So that is helpful, but we're still not quite in the mix yet as far as competing head-to-head with Russia. Ukraine is there also exporting. They're moving it not only out of their country, but neighboring countries. They're finding some success too, but their focus has been more on corn rather than wheat. They're still moving wheat, but not to the degree that they are for corn. And then, of course, you've got the Southern Hemisphere harvest ongoing and kind of toward the tail end of that harvest. Argentina coming in with a relatively short crop, around 15 million tons. Australia putting out their estimates yesterday at 36.6 million tons is just barely above last year's 36.3 million tons, which was a record for them. So obviously this makes it a record for them if they do come in with that number. But either way, you're pretty much neck and neck with last year's production, which was massive. And they moved a lot of wheat last year. This year, too much rain, a lot of flooding in the east has created quality problems for them in that region, but they are finding success moving it into the feed channel. South Korea reportedly yesterday bought another 60,000 tons from Australia at $350 a ton delivered. So it's, you know, they're moving the grain, so that's kind of helping to fill in some of the gaps as far as feed grain supplies around the world. So even though grain supplies in general are relatively tight, you know, the market priced that in months ago, and the war premium has all but been all eliminated from corn and wheat. And now it's just a matter of finding our balance for the old crop and absorbing the new crop from the southern hemisphere. And as we work our way through the winter, of course, we'll work with the southern hemisphere supplies, but the northern hemisphere crop is in dormancy. The U.S. is in rough shape. We know that. They are getting some moisture in the southern plains. It looks like it's going to kind of creep up into the central plains a little bit. Kansas looking at above average precip in the 6 to 10 day report. We'll see if that materializes. But again, the crop is dormant. But, you know, if it's rained, it's going to soak in to the ground and it'll be pretty much available to that crop when springtime comes. So, you know, we're basically in a holding pattern as far as the northern hemisphere. Europe looks good. 98% of their crop is rated, well, that was France, excuse me, but they're the largest producer. 98% rated good to excellent. But by and large, Europe is in a much better position this fall than they were a year ago. In fact, they experienced drought not only in the fall, but throughout their growing season in the spring and summer. So they had a rough season last year, but this year is looking much better. In Ukraine, wheat, November exports for wheat at 1.58 million tons. That was down 0.4 million tons from last month. They are accusing Russia of purposely slowing down the inspection process for the ships moving through the Bosphorus Strait. That's probably true, but Russia has to move their own ships as well, so they can't delay them too much. In Brazil, we have soybean plantings reportedly at 91% complete. They are looking at very good conditions almost across all of Brazil. So the market is bracing for a bin buster crop coming out of Brazil for both corn and soybeans. It's a little early to assume that that's going to be the case, but they sure are off to a good start. Not so much in Argentina, where the dryness that hurt the wheat crop is still prevalent across much of the country, and it's starting to heat up. So we're looking at temperatures in the high 90s and into the hundreds in the central part of Argentina, which does stretch into some of their major growing areas. And it's been dry still. Now, the forecast suggests that La Nina will fade away. That should open up some weather systems to move through the country. We kind of need that sooner rather than later if Argentina is going to avoid some production problems. But for now, they've delayed their plantings because of the dryness. The rains are in the forecast for the next couple weeks, but right in front of us, it looks like we're still dry. We're going to get some heat there. We've got a crop report on Friday. We'll see some adjustments there, most likely probably in U.S. exports for both corn and wheat. USDA will probably take them down, which will bump up ending stocks. The pre-release estimates have the trade looking at ending stocks for wheat up 9 million bushels at 580, which is not a big bump up. In corn, up 56 million at 1.238 billion bushels. But still, corn exports have been, you know, dismal to say the least. And USDA is going to have to start ratcheting down those export estimates, and that's going to keep pushing up those ending stocks. So from a technical perspective, I think wheat should catch down here. We've had a pretty good flush to the downside. I think once it finally does, once the trade feels it has a little confidence that we've found a bottom, the snapback will be pretty fast. That'll take us back up to the breakout that we had, which is a good 50 cents or so. So it's a potential good trade to the upside. In corn, a similar thing. You've had a pretty good push to the downside. We've had three waves down. We should look for a correction of that. That would take us back up to the breakouts as well. So I think we'll catch our breath here on the downside, and then I think we establish the low end of a trading range as we work our way through the winter. That would be my guess. And the top side are those old lows, and the bottom probably is pretty close to where we pushed into a low from yesterday. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.